This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. Colorado Parks and Wildlife officers have been working with local ranchers and landowners on a bait operation that has helped bait wildlife away from potential conflict with livestock. Wildlife are getting into feed lines for cattle and horses, increasing the potential for elk to become aggressive as they compete for hay with livestock. In late February, wildlife managers loaded up with hay at the CPW shop in Craig and headed to the Yampa River drainage near Maybell. Hay was placed at bait sites to entice the deer and the elk away from local ranches. Since the operation started, area wildlife staff have distributed over 1,000 tons of hay to about 100 landowners and ranchers at Craig and Maybell, Rangeley, and the surrounding areas. Financial support has been provided by the Habitat Partnership Program State Council. Wildlife managers will continue to monitor the wildlife populations for the next 30 to 90 days, as it will be a crucial time for wildlife survival. A new bill passed in the state legislature that could directly benefit Memorial Regional Health in Craig. The bipartisan Senate Bill 68 is the Operations of County Public Hospitals Act. It helps four county-owned Colorado rural hospitals, one of which is Memorial Regional Health, so that these facilities can receive 5% of county funds from their respective counties if county commissioners agree. The current state statute wouldn't allow it.
Rural and frontier hospitals in Colorado confront unique financial challenges. Senate Bill 68 is one way to help rural hospitals alleviate some of these obstacles.
And that's Megan Lukens, the co-sponsor of the bill and also the Colorado State Representative for House District 26, which includes Moffett, Rio Blanco, Rout, and Eagle counties. The base of Steamboat Ski Resort now has a UC Health urgent care facility. It's on the lowest plaza level next to the Ski Patrol offices. The on-site urgent care clinic is open on the same days that the Steamboat Resort is open. Hours are 9 to 4:30, 7 days a week through Sunday, April 16th. There is a Vitalant Blood Drive this afternoon at the Latter-day Saints building in Steamboat, then Thursday morning at UC Health Yampa Valley Medical Center. The Brown Ranch Annexation is having a town hall tonight. The Brown Ranch Committee wants to hear the public's view on water, wastewater, stormwater, and public transit. The meeting's at 5:30 at the Steamboat Springs Community Center. Steamboat Sailor hockey players have been honored. Andrew Kempers is first team All-State and All-Conference. Connor Chapman will play in the state's All-Star game. The full list is on our website. I'm Shannon Lukens, first with local news, weather, and sports. Access it anytime at KRAIRadio.com.